Hello, and welcome to a short CPD-style listen on anaphylaxis treatment in general practice, adrenaline devices, PBS prescribing, expiry, and how to use the nasal option. This is part two of the same Gold Coast Allergy Night as the earlier episode on recognizing anaphylaxis and giving adrenaline early. The speakers were Dr. Elizabeth D.A. Silva, an adult allergist and clinical immunologist, Dr. Birgit Marchand, a pediatric allergist in Southport, and Lena James, a nurse practitioner at Compass Immunology in Brisbane. This is education for clinic thinking, not personal medical advice. Adrenaline is still the only first-line treatment. It has vascular effects, bronchial effects, it supports cardiac contraction, and it acts on mast cell activation. The practical GP question is not whether the patient needs adrenaline. It is which device this person will actually carry and actually use. The panel compared intramuscular 1-in-1,000 adrenaline with the community devices, including Neffy. The transcript garbled the ample table, so this episode does not invent milliliter figures that were not spoken clearly. What was spoken clearly, Neffy is for people who are 15 kilograms and 4 years of age. The next device up is at 30 kilograms, any age. A colleague in the room agreed that most 10-year-olds sit around that weight. Under 4 years, or under 15 kilograms, they still need an injector. The devices are largely equivalent as adrenaline. The best device is the one the patient will carry, use, and feel confident to give. If a patient already has an initial PBS authority for any adrenaline device, EpiPen, AnaPen, or Neffy, a GP can write the continuing prescription. It does not matter which device they started on. You continue it when the current pack is used or expired. You cannot prescribe two types at once. Just one subsidized presentation at a time. You can interchange when that pack is used or expired. New patients are a slightly different conversation. DRDA Silva's frame was specialist review, or, she believed, GP initiation in the right circumstances. A colleague on the floor said they support and prescribe it, or discharge from an emergency department after anaphylaxis. She has seen discharge summaries that describe anaphylaxis where the patient was not given adrenaline in emergency. That is less common now. Her interpretation, if the history and signs are consistent with anaphylaxis, an initial device can be prescribed by specialists or by GPS, and the patient should still be referred on. Check the current PBS authority text in your software. Criteria move. On the authority screen, it is the same shape as other adrenaline listings. Quantity 2, no repeats. Directions, she writes something like Neffy nasal spray, 1, when required, for anaphylaxis, rather than daily. Daily sounds as if you may only use one a day. In anaphylaxis, you may need several. Why two devices? The folklore of one at school and one with the parent is not why the quantity was designed. Historically, both devices were meant to stay with the patient at all times. Australia has drifted into a school plus parent split. The clinical reason is a second dose. She first said about 1 in 15, then corrected with the room to about 1 in 10. Pediatric reality, schools often want two pens, after-school care wants another, and families are pressured into more than two. The workaround is additional private prescriptions, so nobody is left without a device. The opposite failure is 4 or even 6 devices scattered around the house. Some expire. The expired one is the one they grab. Trainer devices sit in the same jumble. Adult practice advice, 2 that they know are in date, that they know they can use, and that they know where they are. Expiry is one reason families are switching. In Dr. D.A. Silva's experience, EpiPens last anything from about 6 to 18 months. 18 months is the longest she has ever seen. Lena's figures, about 2 years for Neffy 1 milligram, and about 2.5 years for 2 milligrams. In the first month on the PBS, an overwhelming number of her patients preferred Neffy, mostly new prescriptions, but also a high percentage of continuing switches. She openly offers either an intramuscular device or the nasal spray. Dr. Marchand keeps a device next to the desk. Patients volunteer. They are intrigued. A question her patients actually ask is 150 micrograms, the junior injector, the same as 1 milligram of Neffy? No. As the surface area of administration goes up, the labeled dose goes up. It is not milligram for milligram the same thing. Hence a different color on the pack. Lena's frame, people cope best when they are given the options. Neffy may suit one family and not the next. Pictures work at every age. She starts with their knowledge. How much do you know about Neffy? Any concerns? Any experience? Then a short explanation of how it works. Then the trainer. Show every component. Get them to hold it. Simulate. Do not fire it up your own nose in the consulting room. The hold. Thumb on the plunger, first and third fingers around the base of the nozzle. Left or right hand, whichever is easiest. It comes ready to go. One dose per device. Do not prime it. It is hard to fire by accident. You need a lot of force. The click is firm, a snap or a crack, similar to an auto-injector, and that click is how you know the dose has gone. Keep the printed instructions in the little blue pack, about $17 or $18 from pharmacies. The two sprays can sit in that plastic holder with the instruction pad inside. DRDA Silver's add-ons. The trainer springs back. The real device does not. Two steps, said simply, you stick it in your nose and you click it. Give the patient booklet. She now emails an electronic copy. Give an action plan even to adults, even if it only goes on the fridge. Somebody at home was not in the room. Allergy and Anaphylaxis Australia has a large public section on the device. ASCIA resources and the school and childcare guidelines have been updated to reflect any adrenaline device. Technique, as spoken. Lie down or sit up comfortably. Lena's line for school children in Queensland heat. Sit down under a tree, in the shade, and get someone else to run for the device. Get it out of the blister. Choose one nostril, it does not matter which one first. Insert straight up toward the forehead, not aimed at the septum and not aimed outwards, until your fingers hit the end of the nose. Push the plunger very firmly until you hear the click. Take it down. Call an ambulance. Do not blow the nose afterwards. Intravail is already in the spray. Try not to sniff during or after. People sometimes inhale a little into the throat. After firing, the plunger stays up. Single use. Two extra points from Dr. Marchand. The whole device does not have to disappear up the nose. You need enough mucosal contact, not a deep packing. Warn children and parents about the jolt. Keep the head stable so they do not jerk, especially if they are sitting. Storage. Keep it below 25 degrees. Never store it in a car. Keep it out of the sun. Adolescents from around age 10 who are comfortable carrying it can keep the blue container in a pocket or bag. If it has been frozen, it can still be used once it has thawed. Do not wait to thaw. If you have another device, use the other one. Travel, carry on, never checked luggage. Schools. Queensland Department of Education has been rolling out education. ASCIA protocols sit alongside that. Ideally, children should have access to two adrenaline devices at school. Neffy is accepted as an adrenaline device across government and Catholic schools and other facilities looking after children. There should not be a refusal because it is not a pen. It is liquid adrenaline as a fine mist, not a powder. Absorption is from mucosal contact, not from sniffing. You can use it in a patient who has lost consciousness. You do not need them awake, and you do not need them to sniff. How it feels? Local nasal and throat irritation. headache, more so after a second dose. Racing heart, feeling stressed, tightness in the chest, sometimes nausea and vomiting, particularly in children already agitated from the reaction. With Neffy, those effects were described as a little more locally felt than an injection. Still the same drug. DRDA Silver's close. It is rapid, reliable, pocket-sized, well-tolerated. Same adrenaline. Shared decision-making. Ask the patient what will actually work for them. Take-homes. Adrenaline first. Match the device to the life in front of you. 15 kilograms and 4 years for the lower Neffy, 30 kilograms for the next, injectors below that. PBS is one type at a time, quantity 2, no repeats, when required for anaphylaxis, not daily. About 1 in 10 need a second dose, so 2 in-date devices with the patient, not 6 expired ones in drawers. Check dates. Keep it cool. Carry on only. 150 micrograms is not 1 milligram. No prime, 1 nostril, straight up, press to a click, no sniff, then call 000. Give an action plan even to adults. Offer both devices. Many will pick the nasal one. Not all will. That is the educational summary from the second half of the Gold Coast panel. Part 1, on recognition and delay, is the companion episode. Thanks for listening.